Ziad. Thanks for doing this interview with Integrating Media UK. Just as a start, you as an activist, as an NGO consultant working on the human rights sector, and as a blogger, what are the social media tools you use to deliver your message? And do they differ?
Yes, for sure. I mean, and they've changed with time. So, for example, I joined Facebook initially just to get in touch with friends and family. It wasn't really for a social purpose, like advocacy purpose. But then I joined Twitter because I wanted to learn more about what was happening in Egypt. This was in 2009. And before that, I had a blog where I was just recording personal short stories about daily interaction, sometimes reflections or political stories from the region. And then when the revolution started in Yemen, I was very active on Twitter because no one really in the international community knows Yemen or talks about Yemen, and I thought this is the only way to get information out, especially since there was a ban on journalists coming to Yemen, foreign journalists coming to Yemen. There were no visas being issued for foreign journalists, so there were very few foreign journalists in the country. So I would try to, translate as much as I can, put it on the web, on Twitter, and on my blog. And through that, I got in touch with many foreign journalists who wanted to write about Yemen, and who, didn't have necessarily the access. And I linked them to many of the activists on the ground, some of the independent youth coalitions. And I also try to use YouTube a lot in terms of documenting videos, especially during the protests, or especially when there were clashes happening.
And you would have uploaded the link to Twitter.
Definitely, to my blog or Twitter. I throughout the revolution, I tried to document through photographs and video. And when relevant, and not only I would upload it to Twitter, but I would send it to Human Rights Watch, Amnesty, with, information.
So it was more speaking out to the international community.
Definitely,
and
definitely. Trying to, tell them, look, this is what's happening. Please, cover this, etc.
Do you think that we as women activists working from regions where there are a lot of cultural and social constraints would be able to express ourselves more through social media? Do you think that social media could help in this
way?
Well,
I'll tell you something. In Yemen, a lot of people fell in love and got married on Facebook, for example. It's because, there are constraints on dating, and you can't, interact with, men who are not your relatives outside, alone. And so many people really actually met on, let's say, Facebook. During the revolution also many people met, and actually there were many love stories too. That's interesting. But,